The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
Okay. Well, this is Ralph Kermit Weyrode II coming to you live out of Alaska. This is the first time I've done this on my cell phone. I'm having trouble with my Mac Pro. Got a problem, and I got a little mini Mac. Got this started. I thought I'd be done, but I got started. It's just 7 hours and 9 minutes to transfer all the data, so won't be citing anything technical today. But I know a lot of. It's just, I can't imagine what's going on today. I don't know about you, but I'm telling you what. I never thought I would live to see our republic headed by a communist. Not only that, dementia communist. I mean, what is going on in Afghanistan is, I was in the military, and I'm telling you, this is beyond. We go off and leave them $80-some million of equipment, our helicopters, I got our Humvees, and all this ammo and guns. And what in the... You just can't make this up. Now, there is no doubt about it. I've been watching, I just gave up on Fox right now. I'm just done at it. I like to watch Tucker. He's got a few things, but Hannity is just, he's pandering, especially to that Lindsey Graham. I saw just a little blip on his thing where he's helping support putting this idiot judge in. Lindsey Graham is could have done all kinds of things for Trump, and he didn't do them. The one that got me the most is on those slices of stuff. They says, well, talking to these people, if you knew then what you know now, would you have went ahead? Well, what kind of a stupid question is that for a lawyer to ask somebody that is putting in a phony report to the thing to the court? That's the way you ask questions. He's an attorney. But he thinks, I guess he's fooling, and then the Hannity, oh, yeah, boy, that's really good there, you betcha, uh-huh. Right. Why wouldn't you ask, is that your signature? Or weren't you authorized? Did you do the signature? Did you check any of this out? Did you have somebody else do it? When did you find out there was something wrong? What did you do about it? This thing is so rigged. You just can't make up how many people. I mean, Robert, the Supreme Court Justice, he appoints these judges over there. Does that tell you what's going on? And not one judge, if a judge was getting stuff that he knew you had lied to him, and have you heard anything about anybody getting a anything, contempt or anything? No. I'm telling you, we have got our republic has been overthrown right now. There's no getting around it. We got the communists in charge. But, I mean, anybody that can't see that, I mean, it's just they're running this country through Obama, Rice and God knows who. Imagine all of the Americans in Afghanistan, and you find out your country is going to leave you behind. And instead, we're going to take the Afghans, which a whole bunch of them are. You can't. We don't need any more Muslims in this country. Why? Because their stuff, they have a culture that is a theocracy. It's all about religion, everything. It's not compatible with our culture. So therefore, you can't come. Does anybody, you have to be really stupid not to figure out what all the places of all the bombings and all, isn't it kind of like tied to Islam? And I'm telling you what, they got a guy I really like, Brennan House. He's on frankspeech.com. He's also got a WVW TV. But I'm telling you, he's had this little gal, Annie Cyrus, I think it's Annie Cyrus. And she speaks a couple of Farsi and something else that they speak over there in English. She was a 13-year-old bride of Iran. Well, they, like they do over there, they marry them. They don't marry them. They just grab them young gals, take them, and all of a sudden you're, these young gals are married to these old farts. And anyway, she did that. She is really on point. It's a, you know, when you listen to somebody that really knows what they're talking about, she said, oh, they're dead, basically. What they're going to do? We got tens of thousands of them over there. This green Republican representative, I think she's out of Florida, I think. I don't remember because I don't have my notes here. But she said they're 45,000. 45,000 Americans. Wouldn't you like to be stuck over there? In Afghanistan, the thing we have to understand, which is what Trump was doing, thing is he could have got us out. Anybody with any brain, but of course, see, this isn't by accident. This stuff, politics is not an accident. They know exactly what they're doing. We need to give them the Taliban. Oh, well, we got $87 billion. You can have, I think it's 100 of our Rafale of helicopters, and you need night vision stuff. Oh, well, we'll just leave it behind. We won't even bother to destroy it. Really? They're working with them. I mean, it's plain as there's no way to. Nobody can. I mean, it's not possible. These are not mistakes. They're openly, just like Obama. He's a Muslim. Married to Big Mike. Uh-huh. They're Muslims. How do we get all these idiotic, crazy people in charge? V for Vendetta. You know what the problem is? He was talking. Just look in the mirror. It's us. And we need to get into the fight. I watched the Alabama thing, the Trump rally that Trump had. Everything Trump, about 100% except the vaccine. They are not a vaccine, but you need to call them what they are. They are a bioweapon. They changed the definition of the word vaccine. Vaccine is supposed to be able to prove to have a weak in something that can help you fight off the disease. That is not what, I mean, if anybody has watched Dr. David King, and David Martin, I'm sorry, David Martin, runs this company, and he's talking about all of these patents. This is evidence, man. Real evidence. 70-some patents. They knew what this stuff was. They made it. They had. The thing is, it's never technically been isolated, whatever it is, but it wasn't that. That wasn't the end game. The end game is, the first thing is what this, Brennan Howes has a movie called Brainwashed. There's another Brainwashed out there, but I'll tell you, that you can watch the first 2 hours of it, it streams. And this is what they've been doing to America, is brainwashing us. It's really slick how they can get around and get us to believe different things or lower our guard, and all of a sudden we don't have the critical thinking abilities. Stop and think about what's going on. Now, the pale horse in Revelation talks about death. There is no doubt there's going to be millions of people, or hundreds of thousands, are going to be dead or permanently disabled. I read on the official internet, there was over 13,000 died and 15,000 permanently disabled. When they had a vaccine back in the swine flu, they had 50 dead. They stopped the vaccine. We've got them. And the numbers that they're getting actually is probably close to several hundred thousand in America have died from this thing. From taking a, quote, because it's not a vaccine. It's to modify our DNA with all kinds of, some type of chemicals that are poisonous to our body. And it lowers our immune system where we get other, I mean, there's Dr. Tenpenny and Peter McCulloch, the hot top heart guy in the world. These are real people at the top of their game. They're not Fauci. They've got patents. They got patents to make money. Can't make this stuff up. CDC has patents. That's what Dr. David Martin was. He's listing off the patent numbers. Go look them up. I get a little farther along here. I want to get the stuff on my home page that he's talking about. I just checked one out just to see if it's there. It is. So it's real. And he said it's all about money. And it's about fear. That's one of the things I find out because I help people. The IRS is a dead deal. I'm not bragging. Not arrogant. There's no reason to be doing Internal Revenue Service. I'm getting familiar with Adobe Illustrator. I haven't used it for a long time, and the new stuff is new. So I'm learning how to use it. I got to be able to really do it, put it into a one line. But there's no reason to be doing the Internal Revenue Service. But anyway, getting back to this vaccination thing, I got a guy that's probably going to be going to jail here on the 1st of September, and commissioners come down, well, you have to take this test, and you have to get on a work program, and we got this stuff, and they had the link, and it goes to the CDC. You know what's missing? Americans do not understand, number one, all of these agencies are our enemy. And they print it. Number two, I don't give a hoot if somebody in D.C. or wherever the CD has some guidelines. Guidelines is not law. It's when you see how we have been conned, you just shake your head. We're taught we have three branches of government. No, they're not separate, but let's say they are. Congress makes laws of the United States pursuant to this Constitution. That's Article 6. Well, how does that happen? The House by a simple majority, the Senate by a simple majority, the President. Of course, our real President right now, we've had a complete coup d'etat. Signs it, or it gets vetoed in the two-thirds majority of both, and then it still becomes, quote, a law of the United States. That's it. What do agencies do? Agencies can't do that. We know that, right? Agencies can't get together. There's no separation of two different House of Representatives or Senate. So how do they reach it? These are simple questions. How can an agency affect you and me? In reality, they can't, ever. You know the real truth. You know how to know what's going on. Congress can't reach you and me. We live in the several states. The several states are sovereign. They have their own constitution, their own laws. But they're not acting like it now because, you see, they've been overthrown. I don't know if all of them have. I can tell you one way to check. It's really simple. We have constitutions. There's two types, two flavors, organic and the ones that corporate entities use. An organic constitution is always going to have external amendments. External, always. A corporate charter for a municipality or a corporate, any of that type flavor, never has external amendments. They are always internal. So every year, they rewrite the Constitution, technically a charter, but they call it the Constitution, which is correct. That's how you tell. All you got to do is go to your, call up your representative, say, do we have external amendments? What's the First Amendment for the Constitution of Florida, whatever, Texas, whatever? You think you'll be surprised. It's right in front of us, the Constitution of the United States. When you start getting and learning how to read these cases, why do they use United States Constitution instead of Constitution of the United States? Or they go back and forth. Is my name Ralph Kermit Winterode the Second, or is it Kermit Winterode Ralph the Second? What is it? I have one true name. It's a proper name. I have a Christian name, Ralph. I have a given name, Kermit, and I have a surname or a family name, a Winterode, and Roman numeral 2 is, or the second, technically, is irrelevant. It's called proper noun. Proper name, I'm sorry. You ever notice that when you start dealing with, especially the feds, how they always put their names in all caps? See, the devil can never... It's all about Satan. There's a religious war going on down here that's unbelievable. It's right out in front of us now. I mean, Satan and his minions, they don't even hide it. They all capped. Everybody said, oh, yeah, they all capped. That's not me. No, it's not. You're not going to win with it. But you need to know about it. There's a reason why they do that, because Satan cannot copy the truth. Ever. It always looks like, but never is. Always. And when you start reading some of these Supreme Court briefs, you see how they flip-flop back between something that's constitutional, and then they go over into la-la land, into this headless fourth branch of government, and that is what FDR did in 1937 when he had he was a big fan of Mussolini in Italy. Sosa, in his movie, found that out. Put it in his movie, documentary. Right before FDR took on, the president before him repealed 1,006 statutes. March 3rd, 1933, or 34, I think. The last day in office. Why would you do that the last day in office? And then, see, that's what's amazing about Westlaw. You go look at the legislative history of what's going on, of these acts. And I also have all the congressional record from about 1900 up to the 1940s. That's when the major overthrows were taken over. 1966 was a banner year yet. Well, we're going to break. I'll be back in a minute.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay. Well, we're back here. This is Ralph Corbett Winrode the second. I'm sitting in for John. I'm out of Alaska. And I'm just listening to the ad. I operate on donations. Republic Broadcasting operates on donations. And my pillow, he's asking for donations now to help with all the legal. He's been fronting all this Frank Speech. I mean, this is amazing. We need Mike Lindell. What I like about him, he's not going to surrender. It's not. And he gets right to the meat of the issue. Until we get rid of the machine, it's over. He had this, I think her name is Tina Peterson out of a county out of Colorado. And she made a backup before they come in and did this trusted bill. Dominion come in and all they're doing is deleting stuff so that there's no evidence of the fraud. She was on the way to the cyber symposium. Probably heard this if you listen to Mike Lindell. And they raided her office, and then another guy the next day, they went into his house and took, he's got four kids there, took all their computers, all stuff from kids even. And we have people that are in D.C. that were for the, quote, insurrection January 6th, which was not an insurrection. I think it's 12 out of 18 of them. The main people were FBI. It was a setup. like almost all this stuff is. It's all a setup. They're truck people. Yes, some of them wandered in there. Okay, big deal. There's no gun. The only person that lost a life is an innocent woman. She got shot, and the cop, he gets absolved of any problems. Oh, there's no problem here. She just crawled in the window, and I got my gun out. Shot that old lady. She was a Trump, but it's deplorable. Good riddance. Oh, right. And all these other ones, Sidney Powell is working. Some of these have been in there. They're worse than down in Guantanamo. Lock them up. Don't give them showers. Can't get lawyers. Can't see lawyers. Can't do anything. Lock them up. This is in America. America, folks. It's time for everybody listening. Get off your butt and fight. While we have time to fight. Because when it's over, fighting then's not going to make any difference, because all it's going to do is figure out it's better to get whacked, I guess, than to be here. We have a chance. If people, number one, donate, those that have money, donate. When I had money, God, I donated to Joyce Riley tens of thousands, got her Gulf War syndrome stuff going, and she's now deceased, but she owed thousands of it. I lost my company over it. I don't give a rat's rump. It's irrelevant. This is what Mike Lindell gets right to the core of the issue. If we don't have a country, it don't make any difference about your job or anything. It's over. We'll be living like in communist China. Probably have digital money, and you're a bad boy where you can't go buy food. You got to have a card or some one of these COVID-19 crazy cards that don't do a twiddly-do. It's just a means to control us. This is what brainwashing is all about, and this is what the few people I'm helping. I got some people that are waiting on me. They've been waiting for a month or two, or I'm just getting all this stuff together, because when I go to battle now, I tell you what, all hell's going to break loose. I know what they're doing now. I'm just closing all the holes, and I've got to get Adobe Illustrator and get familiar with that so I can do a visual. Why are we doing IRS? What is so frustrating to me is it took me all these years to see the truth. That's just the way it is. Creator revealed it when it needed to be. It's been coming in the last 6 months. Unbelievable. And when you finally see the whole issue, which I started to talk about before, I wander around here, but the bottom line is Congress makes laws of the United States. What do agencies do? That is the question. They can't just make edicts like CDC. Well, I don't know. I think this is the way it is. Or Fauci. Well, we don't need masks. Well, we do need masks. Well, we need 2 masks. Oh, we need 3 masks. You've got to be kidding me. Are we that stupid? That's not a law of the United States. It's not a law of one of the several states. What do agencies do when you finally just start the month? By what authority are you authorized and empowered to tell me to do anything? That is the question. We have a limited delegation in our several states. We have to have a culture. Otherwise, we're going to settle disputes. Then there's also a limited delegation to the government of the United States. That's what it's called. And the correct name is Constitution of the United States. What's the United States Constitution? Back in a minute.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Soon you will be dancing face to face with the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace. Welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven
is. Okay, I think we're back here. This is Ralph Crummett Winroad again. I was talking about the... We have all the tools. We are so blessed having a birthright in this country. I was talking about the Constitution of the United States versus United States Constitution. The United States Constitution starts with the 13th Amendment up. It's only for citizens of the United States. Go look at the bottom of the 13th. It says it's an article. Congress can legislate. Can Congress legislate over our rights? What do you think the Bill of Rights is about? This is thou shalt not even think about it. 13th up is the United States Constitution. It's called the compounding of nouns. I like to never found that in the dictionary to prove it. Had to go down a bridge dictionary, and I finally looked around and found out what it meant. They used United States as an adjective describing a constitution, not Constitution of the United States, a prepositional phrase of. The object is United States, the government. The is an article, singular. The United States. Big difference. Right in front of us. It's an article, 13 and up. That says so. Go read at the bottom of most of them. And then the 14th Amendment. Oh, yeah, subject to the jurisdiction. What's subject to me? How could I be in a country and they would have to put in subject to? What does subject to mean? You ever look it up? Well, if you don't have a dictionary or something, like Black's Fourth or something, subject two is an implied in law contract. It's where I say, you know, I would just love to be obligated to the IRS and give them, just like the mafia, they come around, and I'm not kidding you, they're no different. Pay a certain amount of money, or I'll take your stuff or your property or whatever. And the mafia, do they owe you anything back? No. Does the IRS owe you anything back? No. It's a half of a contract. It's where I volunteer to be a serf, a slave. I pay money, protection money. That's really what it is. Flat out, it's protection money. How have they gotten away with this for so many decades? Because they don't teach none of this. Lawyers, a lot of the lawyers don't know it. They really don't. Because the one thing, I have a first-year law book. I have a gal that went to law school and learned about the IRS. God, she said, I didn't learn anything in there what I needed. We need the real truth. Unmitigated truth, not the branches. God, I chased the branches. Oh, you don't have an oath of office. You don't have a civil commission. And those are branches. You have to get to the root of the tree, your birthright. That's where everything started. That's when I finally figured out we don't own our cars. I went to the dealer. I said, can I get a copy of every piece of paper? Well, why would you need that? I said, I've been lawyers like that. I fought that for years. I spent tens of thousands of dollars. Because you can go online right now to Anchorage. Go into their code, ordinances. Go to Title 9. Title 9 of the Anchorage Code. It says, right in plain English, cops can only write citations for government-owned or government-driven vehicles. That's what put me on a... I said, you got to be kidding me. I thought I owned my rig. Well, they tell me I do. Well, the own. Well, there's equitable owner and there's legal owner. They didn't tell me that. Not in school. Legal owner, I have a right to drive somebody else's property. Equitable owner, that's the thing that I liked when I got my Corvette. To have a perfect legal title, I have to have possession, right of property. They didn't tell me that. So how did they split it up? I went in there and I looked and it said, I looked at a piece of paper. Attorney, in fact, where I signed away all right, title, and interest to my car. Everything, before I even got it out on the highway. Damn, I should have been reading this stuff. And they said, well, aren't you aware there's a manufacturer statement of origin? I'd heard of one, I'd never seen one. They let me look at it. They would let me take a picture of it. So I've got pictures of them now. Whoever has that owns the property. So what they do is they take the manufacturer statement of origin, a little small piece of paper, two-sided, got liens and stuff on the back. They take that to DMV along with my affidavit where I say, you know, I want to drive a government-owned car. I want to register. I want to have one of your tags. I want to be under the control of the cops so they can get around and stop me because I'm driving a government-owned car. Same thing as driving a rental. You just go around a rental, but you go in and say, I want to use one for a couple of years. It's their car, not yours. That's how they control us. And in the certificate of title, it says there may be other security interests not shown. Just that simple. No kidding. Wait a minute. I thought I'm the owner. No, I have to have a perfect legal title. They are the equitable owner. I'm a legal owner. I'm just driving their stuff. I'm going to get to that. Just haven't got to it yet. God, it took me years to figure that out. It's so simple. Go to the root of the tree. What's our root? Birthright. That's where we enter this world. That's the most important thing. That we that are born in America or even natural, but born here, we don't understand how blessed we are. The only country in the world, unalienable rights from our Creator. We have political rights. We have civil rights. Everything has civil rights, even fictions, corporations. And the available rights is natural rights. But we have political rights. We have a right to say what sort of culture or constitution do we want to operate under. Citizens of the United States do not have that. God, go look it up. It's on the internet. Got a pencil? Write it down. 14 stat 27, you can find it in 42, United States Code, 1981 and 1982. 42, United States Code, 1981 and 1982. That was the first Civil Rights Act of 1866. It says that the blacks, I don't say blacks, but you can have the same rights as white citizens. Really? Same rights as white citizens? They gave the Negroes only civil rights of 1866. Then they did the con of the 14th Amendment. The first part of it is constitutional. Going in after subject two, that's the unconstitutional side, where we volunteer to be a citizen of the United States because we don't know no better. Sounds good, though. Then in 1870, they said, you know, very quietly, the blacks can be naturalized, so you'll have unalienable rights, political rights, and civil rights. They don't tell you that. They didn't tell them that. Very few people know that. Why? Because they needed to get the con started. The fictional citizen of the United States. That's our core issue in America. Everybody thinks you are. Go look at the Constitution of the United States in Article 1, I think it's Clause 2, where it says people of the several states are the ones that are supposed to elect representatives. People of the several states. They don't say citizen of the United States. But they started that nonsense, got everybody vote for representatives as citizens of the United States. Then in 1913, they came along and they senators were elected by the several states, the legislatures of the several states, because the Constitution has two parties, the people of the several states and the several states. That's a minimum. So they changed that. And I never looked at the 17th Amendment. I just found a court case. I'm always looking for stuff. You file stuff away. They left out the word several states. It's each state. So as soon as they did that in 1913, the real party of interest in all of your courts, go look them up. Real easy. If you know anybody that's being prosecuted in the government or what, they use United States of America. Before that, the government of the United States. So wouldn't the real party of interest be United States? It changed in 1913. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. That's Congress. And I got 110 cases. Say so. Congress, we're slaves. We don't even know it. Dumber than a rock. We're not dumb. We're uneducated. We're ignorant of the facts. You can't believe these politicians. Almost none of them. You can't believe them. Ever since then, the United States of America is a sovereign body politic, 1913. I got a Supreme Court case in the 15th Amendment that says vote, all that means is when you go to the building, you just can't discriminate. Once you get inside, the right of the elected franchise, the right of suffrage, which is entitled to, that's your political right, is only for citizens of the several states. That ain't got nothing to do with a citizen of the United States. And they don't tell me that. Because then we wouldn't have willing slaves. There are no constitutional courts in America right now, except the Supreme Court, and they're not acting like it. You know why? It's easy to prove. See, that's what's amazing. When you get a hold of Westlaw and you know how it takes a little while to use, usually it takes 15 minutes to do the type of searching I do, but it takes a background of recognizing the stuff. I mean, I've been picking up pieces for, I started this nonsense 20 years ago. Filing this away, filing that away. I knew I had something, but I just couldn't get the whole thing. I do know. There's always something I won't know, but I I've got the big issues now. I know what they did and documented it, how they did it, and they confessed. God, I love confessions for the criminals. And I'm not the guy to ask forgiveness from. That's one of the good things about Republic Broadcasting. You talk about any fact that you want to. And the stuff I talk about, I have the facts to prove it. And I challenge, I'll take on anybody, any lawyer, I don't care. Bring it on. Getting back to the other issue of the vaccinations, which are not vaccinations, why don't we call them what they are? It's to take the bioweapon, jab. That's what it is. It's a bioweapon. Dr. David Martin says, hey, it's right. They print it right in. The patent is a bioweapon. That's what it is. God knows all the different things. We know we're going to die from it, because the results they're getting within probably 1 to 2 years or more or less. I don't know. We're going to have, it has all sorts of different things. You either die or you end up with women having all kinds of miscarriages, 15,000 permanently disabled. Wouldn't you love just to be disabled just because you took a, quote, bioweapon jab? Wow. Makes you want to line up to do that, huh? What do I want? Do I want a job? What I'm putting together is something that you can use. American Frontline Doctors has got some stuff down there to do, but nobody goes to the real issue. What do agencies do? That's the question. It's a con. The only thing agencies can have the, there's two acts. The Federal Register Act of 1935 and the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946. That's it. Agencies are mandated to publish in the Federal Register, and the word is general applicability and legal effect. Section 4 of the 1935 Federal Register Act. Mandated. It says if you're going to talk to these people, any orders, regulations, rule, anything you're doing, you shall, general applicability, be in the Federal Register, and if it's not, you can give them the bird. We're done. That's it. Do they publish? Oh, yeah. Do we know how to read it? Oh, no. How would we know? How would we know what's really going on? Because they didn't make it real simple. Say, okay, well, you publish, and it's going to say, okay, this has the force and effect of law. No, they don't do that. Congress didn't do that. They made them the enemy of the people. And they made it where they could wander all over the place and look like, but not be there. General applicability, legal effect. And if it's there, okay. And they also said, because this is the headless fourth branch, this is where they were, this is the other type of, quote, government. It's like in the Matrix. This is the Matrix. We're in it. In the Matrix. Everybody's got to take judicial notice. Why did they put that in the Federal Register Act? Because that's the standard of review. Because in that world, they got to have something to hopefully control agencies, or when you go to court or administrative or whatever, they have to listen to. But nobody uses this art. Nobody. There are some, not many, cases I've found. Why? This is what they do. Congress says that's what, if you're going to do anything in America, you shall put in a regulation in the Federal Register. And if you put in a general one, that won't work, because that's transferring all the legislative power from Congress to the agency, and that is, we can't hide that. So it has to be a very specifically limited delegation of power to do something, and I've never seen one yet. That's just step one. General applicability and legal effect. And with the agencies of the IRS, you can stop right there. The next step is, if it has force and effect of law, they can't say it's the law of the United States. That's force and effect. It looks like, but it's not. But, if you're dumb enough to sign up for it, which we are, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, wow. How does the IRS just stand out in the water? How does this vaccination nonsense, this bioweapon jab? The IRS, Internal Revenue Service, which is a treasurer, I don't know technically where it technically established. They maybe started in the Civil War. I don't know. They've changed the name. But that's not the issue. That's not the main issue to beat it. The thing is to rip the clothes off of the IRS and say, hey, guess what, brother? Y'all ain't got no clothes. Back in a minute.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Okay, I'm back. This is Ralph Kerman, Winter Road II with the Ralph Winter Road Show, sitting in for John. And I was talking about agencies. They are the enemy of the people. Us. Congress is. It's so, when you see this, agencies can only talk to the Federal Register. Do they publish there? Absolutely. Ad nauseum. They're just buried with thousands upon hundreds of thousands of pages. What do I do with it? General applicability and legal effect, I have to put it there. And it's judicially noticed. That's the rule of law, standard of review. every court, administrative, and whatever flavor it is, has to take judicial notice. That means they have to use it to make decisions. Well, if you don't bring it up, do you think you're probably not going to win? Oh, I'd rather use code. You can't win with code, a codified United States code against them. Congress has set it up with the IRS. It's a merry-go-round. You go after them for collection. You can do that in 6 months. Well, yeah. Well, wait a minute. I want to go after them because there's deficiency there and the assessment. Oh, no, you got to go back to tax court. Why would I go to tax court? Because I don't know no better. I used to say go to tax court. I had to change. When a man finds out he is honestly mistaken, he either ceases to be mistaken or ceases to be honest. I did a complete 180. I was wrong. It's an Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. It is a court. The judge represents the court, and it's under the plenary power of Congress, the same as our United States District Courts, which they did in 1948. They're all rigged. Every one of them. There's no constitutional courts left because there's no elections for anybody in the several states. They use the National Voter Registration Act of 1993. They print it. They just don't tell you. Is it in your code, in your state? It's there. You just go check for it. It's there. But anyway, go back to general applicability and legal effect. They're absolutely, they know they got to put it in the Federal Register. They do. I just don't know how to read it. It's like Greek. No, it's not. Not if you know what to do. Number one, if it's IRS, there are 706 regulations that say 26 CFR is the code of regulations. That's where they, it's a compilation of all the Federal Register publications. Then the next thing, section, it'll say 301 or 1, maybe, or 31 point something. There's always two parts. There's always a period something else. With the IRS, it says 26 CFR, 301 point something, and there's 706 of them. I got them out of Westlaw. I've logged in a couple times because there's only so many they'll let you download at a time. That's fine. I have no problem with that. What does 301 tell me? What does that? Right there, you're done. But you don't even know it. And how would you know it? How would you know something nobody told you? Back in a minute.
We must take America back. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.